This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code Greg88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code Greg88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
What's up, chat? Welcome in to the Backliners podcast. Dude, why is this camera doing this, man? I'm losing it. Wait, hold on. I can actually fix it this time, and I'm not kidding. And I can't fix that, but I do have my old webcam set up, and maybe we switch over. Ah, look at that.
Oh, that's pretty smart. Oh, you okay. Look so much better from that angle.
It's a little like blue.
I mean, like, no offense. Lights.
I know. Dude, why is it so blue now? I don't know. Nothing I could do, but at least this way it should be a little bit less distracting.
Okay, for all the people listening to this, you need to watch it because Agro's eyes right now. Oh my gosh.
Dude, the blue lights and everything. Hold on, I'm actually going to turn this off. Because otherwise it's going to be too much. And maybe the ring light as well? Yeah.
No.
Well, it's a little too dark now, but we'll turn the ring light back on.
It's fine.
Anyways, welcome into the Prediction Esports podcast, everybody. The Backliners with Agro and Barracuda. Going to do something a little bit different this time around. Some of the feedback that I've gotten is that some of people's favorite parts of the show is the random questions that we answer at the very end. And so we figured we would do a whole episode answering those, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do. I did consider this, though, Barra. Moving forward, what if we either made a Twitter account or something like that where people could send life questions to us and we would give them life advice to close the episode? Thoughts?
We are not that smart.
What do you mean, dude? People could ask us like important, you know, like, you know, they aren't sure if they want to, like where should they schedule going to the gym in their day? They're starting to go to the gym.
Oh,
and
I thought you meant like my girlfriend did like X, Y, or Z. Should I break up with her?
No, I don't want it to be that serious. I don't want it to be that serious.
Okay.
I want it to be very lighthearted. You know, like I'm looking to change up. What should I meal prep for this week or something like that? You know what I mean?
And we get way better.
Yeah, like that kind of life advice. So
yeah, we can do that.
Tweet at us if that's what you want to see, because that sounds kind of fun to me. I've always wanted to do something like that because I think it would be kind of fun.
No relationship advice.
No. Relationship advice is going to be awesome.
Please, no.
For sure. Okay, so we asked you guys to send us a whole bunch of questions on Twitter, Reddit. I got a bunch of them. If we run out, which I don't think we will, we can go to chat, but I want to reward those who might not be able to watch the podcast and instead listen, and we're going to do it the old fashioned way. So we're going to start on my initial Twitter, or is this my initial one? Man, I don't know. I made like 5 tweets. This was a mistake by me. Let me just go and do this. Maybe I just start at the top. I don't know what's going on, man.
Either one.
Yeah, either one. Okay. Let's start with Arminius. Arminius asks, any ways to mitigate when you play down to people, when you're in the late night queue and your top elo is 200 above everybody else and you start playing like you're in gold again? I think this kind of wraps into the way that we talked about ranked last episode. Just don't play with too much respect. I fall into this problem a lot as a ranked player, is that I still have like a competitive mentality and that's how I want to play the game. And I lose a lot of games because I'm giving my opponents too much respect. Get in there. And that's my advice.
Also, if you're queuing the late night queues and you've already been playing for a long time, expect to play worse.
Yep.
You know, the brain starts to deteriorate after a few hours of ranked and there's honestly nothing you can do about it. And you just kind of accept it. And if you want to keep playing and if you want to keep making those mistakes, keep queuing. But know when to cut yourself off from queuing any more smite, because I mean, it's a good me point. And Ira both experience this a lot. Like, brain deterioration while queuing ranked is a big thing.
Oh, it happens for sure. This we should have covered this in our last episode for sure. Don't play ranked to climb. Play ranked to get better, and climbing will happen as a result. So don't 100%. Be too results. If you're just trying to look at what you're doing and what you could be doing better, you will incidentally climb. Ron mm-hmm. Jobbert asks, why do these things keep happening to me? Because, Ron, in your previous lives, you know what you did. And let's just say you're getting off easy, man. That's all I have to say about that.
You got off easy on that life, and karma's here.
That's right. Snoopy asks, will Ron ever acknowledge me as his heir? No, Evan, as Ron's illegitimate child. We both know that will never happen.
Okay, real quick about Snoopy. Yeah. Snoopy pogged off this weekend.
Yeah, he had some pog moments.
The Ymir game, you guys are giving him crap. My man continued to hold W into the enemy jungle as a confident support, and that means a lot. I don't care if his players were right or wrong. He was mentally still in that game.
He was mentally. I will give him that, no doubt, and very much the Awesome Jake school of support, mm-hmm. and I think that's why you have a big appreciation for that. All right, let's see here. How do you feel about I'm Feeding asks, how do you feel about traditional ADC matchups against mage ADCs? I think the main thing that I would do, and I'm not a very good ADC player. Luckily, we've got at least one on the podcast.
Yeah, me.
I personally like a lot not going Devos as a traditional ADC against mage ADCs, and instead going Bloodforge to try and match their similarly kind of expensive first item but big power spike. That's the main thing that I would switch up, but just understand when you have lost your window to box, and it's as soon as they finish. Okay, that's kind of the point. What about for you?
I would agree with what you said. The window to boxing them is definitely a lot shorter now because people can rush Hecate or Hecate.
Dude, people get on me about that pronunciation all the time, and I'm gonna be honest. I just CBA. I can't be asked. I really can't.
It's too hard.
I don't care.
My brain switches every
it's
time.
It's my job, and I just can't be asked. I'm sorry. I just can't.
I'm not here to pronounce things. It's you have to force it early, and a lot of it's on your support. A lot of it's not in the straight up 1v1 matchup, because if your support's not making room into the magical ADC, you can't do anything. They'll just free farm and come back. If they are rushing a Kate, they'll get it after boots. And sometimes they rush it first. And if they rush it first, you have to call your jungler over because they don't have movement speed, but they will outtrade you in a straight up 1v1. If you want to play for the mid game, you go crit. You could also rush Bloodforge, which Agro said. You can also play it safe and go Devos first and then boots after. But right now, physical hunters aren't in the best spot in 1v1ing. There's like a few matchups. Like, I like Cupid into Oleron. I think that matchup's great because you can just ult him on cooldown and eventually force something. But once he gets lifesteal finished, he just heals up on the wave. So, yeah. You're just in a rough spot right now. And that's just meta. Like, sometimes.
Sure.
It's just meta.
It's the way it goes. At StageFault on Twitter asks, you're leading the Area 51 invasion. Would you rather command 80 gorillas or 8,000 Mifflins?
80 gorillas. Wait, how smart are the gorillas? Like, are they just gorillas?
Let's assume that they can understand directions, but otherwise have no additional traits.
Are the Mifflins armed?
That's a good question. Let's go with no. Let's go with no.
Honestly, I might go Mifflins.
Okay, Bear and I are both very intelligent men who have both said that one gorilla would beat 100 Mifflins. I think the sheer numbers of the Mifflins gets me there. Like, I know I've got 2,000 Mifflins that I can play fast and loose with here on the invasion. You know what I mean? Like, I can throw them to the wolves, you know? Like, that's just so many of them.
How far can Mifflin run?
If you get them amped up far enough, I'm not worried about that.
Area 51, that's like a big
place.
That's
a big area, yeah. But he'd want to know. I'm going Mifflins. But a great, great question, StageFault.
I'm sticking Mifflins, too.
Chris Clark, Quasi Quiz C. I just said Quiz instead of Chris because I'm good at talking. This is one of my favorite questions, and I could not wait to answer this. Do you prefer the end bit of bread or a little bit of bread for toast? Like the end of the toast versus the middle of the loaf. I'll start here.
Is this a Twitter smurf?
No, dude. This is a great question, okay? It's a great question. I love questions like this. The answer is obviously the dead center of the loaf. If I could be Jeff Bezos level rich, I would give a lot of my money away. But if I could make every sandwich with the direct middle piece of bread from a loaf of bread and throw away the rest, I might. Because that's the one that's going to be nestled in there, you know? It's got maximum softness. It's seen no hardship in its entire life. That thing is pampered from day one, okay? Like, no way, no way anyone should be saying end of the bread. You know what? This is kind of a bad thing to admit, but many times in my life, I'm eating the whole thing. I'm feeling good. You know, we're settled in. I'm throwing away the end of the bread these days. I'll go buy another loaf, man. I'll spend the money. It's not worth it to me. It's really not.
Wait, are you talking about the butt of the bread or the crust?
The butt.
Oh, yeah, I'm middle too. I prep middle if it's like a normal. I thought it was like a folded piece of toast, and I'm taking a bite of the middle or the end, like the crust.
Oh, well, either way, it's the middle. The crust is the worst part of the bread, Chat. It's
I love the crust.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big crust guy.
Come on. You're telling me I engineer the world's greatest loaf of bread. It has no crust. It's the exact consistency and texture of the middle, even to the end. It's an oxymoron, I know, but let's just pretend it works. You're telling me you would rather buy traditional bread than my genius invention.
Yes, I like crust. I don't like the butt. Like the butt, I'll eat.
We can end it there. Okay. HD Yeti on Twitter asks, what do we think could be added to Smite to improve the overall experience? Examples are like new game modes, features that a lot of the community has requested, etc. For me, I think this is going to have to be for me because Bear is just gone. I think I would want, and this is something that has gotten a lot better in recent years. I just want the faster we can get from accepting a ranked queue into playing the ranked game, the better. I don't care about any other modes, although I did really like the 3v3v3 deathmatch. That was my favorite. For sure. But the faster we can get from accepting a queue through picks and bans and into ranked, the happier I'll be. That's what I'll say.
What was the question?
What would you do? What do you think could be added to Smite to improve the overall experience? Examples are like new game modes, features that a lot of the community has requested. Oh, being able to ping, like my own cooldowns and my own relic cooldowns and that kind of stuff. League of Legends has that where you can like click on it on the UI. That's a lot of help. And it's also incredibly difficult and require a whole overhaul. And I've been explained too many times why that is very, very difficult for us. So unfortunately,
yeah, I like that idea. And I also like pressing tab and seeing all the respawn timers because he does that. And it's just baby easy.
But you got it on your UI, right? Do you? I don't feel like I use that ever.
You have it on your UI?
Yeah, like their respawn timers.
Talking about like Gold Fury.
Oh, like Gold Fury respawn
timers. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That would be nice.
And also, I think each of the top three people in the lobby should just have one ban like League, because it also loads. It makes loading in so much faster.
Interesting. All right. Irrelevant Act on Twitter asks, if you had to ask yourself a question for an AMA, what would it be? I don't have a specific thing, but it would be food related. I don't know. It would probably be like a favorite cereal, but then I'd have to go into this whole diatribe about how you can't really judge all cereals together. You have to break them into three categories, and that's sugary cereals, more healthy cereals, and then chocolatey cereals. And then I have to really, like, we got to talk about the different things that makes a cereal great, you know, like milk absorption rate, how, you know, crunchiness, overall taste, like, it's just a lot, man. I don't know. We don't have that kind of time.
I would just ask how my day was going.
Okay. Well, that works in well, because Gideon Champion responded to that with which what I thought was good was and each other. If we were doing AMAs for each other, so I'll ask you, John, how was your day?
Oh, my day is it was pretty good. Lead singer for Fit for a King came into my stream today and made me melt, and I'm still melting.
Yeah, chat, just so you know, I got a lot of messages from Bear, whatever, like a lot, right before the
podcast. One of the best days of my life, by far.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. Good day for a podcast.
What's your favorite kind of cereal?
No, we don't have that kind of time, man. Okay. We just don't. We got a lot of questions. We got to get through them. Okay, wait. Chocolatey cereal, if you count Reese's Puffs there, it's Reese's Puffs. If you don't, and that's more of a regular sugary cereal because only half chocolate, I'm going Cocoa Puffs. Sugary cereals, Cinnamon Toast Crunch reign supreme, or Reese's Puffs again, depending on what you want. Non-sugary cereals, big fan of Crispix. Crispix underrated.
I don't even know what that is.
It's half rice, half corn is like what it is. It's good. You should try it out.
That sounds like a great vegetable dinner.
At Aaron Olson, WI, Wisconsin, I'm assuming, asks, is it pronounced caramel or caramel?
Give me a caramel. Caramel.
So you mixed them. He gave you two options. and you said neither.
I would like one caramel. Yeah, that's what I say.
Okay, it's caramel. It's caramel.
What? Caramel? Caramel?
Yeah, it's caramel.
It's Sunday, and they're coming back to the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams or favorite players. No matter where you live, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFL Sunday Ticket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE. And have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you never expect at a price you never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every time starts at $0 and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up. On top of their other discounts, go to DealDash.com and use offer code prediction with two E's or DealDash.fm/prediction. That's DealDash.fm/prediction with two E's.
I think this might be the best question we got. At C Lacey 24, Clacey, I don't remember if this has already been done, but the best way to eat potatoes, for example, fries, chips, mashed, hash browns, etc. This is a fantastic question.
That's so hard.
Go ahead,
It depends on my mood, but I think reigning supreme is fries.
Yeah, fries are really good. Fries are really good, man. But chips, dude, think of chips. The thing about fries is that they have to be fresh. But fries, look at it this way, though. Fries have to be fresh, right? You can eat chips when they're hot out of the oven or weeks, months, years later if they've been packaged. You can't do that with fries, you know?
Yeah, but it's more, I think it's a tip-top experience, and fries win.
You're taking the best, like, the potential, not the overall average. I think hash browns are great, but lower availability, lower consistency, and overall less options than the other ones. But hash browns are S tier for sure. Mashed potatoes are great, man. They go with I don't know. I think I got to go chips just because they're the most versatile. Then I'm going fries. Then I'm going mash. Then I'm going hash browns. But they're all S tier. Potatoes are perfect. Sweet potatoes are disgusting. Cal Newlove asks, smite question. I'm currently a master's level ranked player, but have no experience of playing in a team or scrimming or playing competitively and would like to start doing so. Where do you start? He's EU, so it feels like the scene is both smaller and basically already formed. That's what the SOC is for, Callum. The Smite Open Circuit, so I would highly suggest Googling that. I think there's a Discord for you to find it, but The big thing is, if you have any friends that are around your rank, look, even if your friends like aren't as good as you or better than you, if they're interested, just start putting them together and trying to find a team. You're playing ranked, you have fun with someone, you know, you're kind of vibing with it. Ask them if they want to party up, you know, add them, and then be like, yo, we're going to scrim. Do you want to play or something like that? Like, that's kind of what I would recommend for sure.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Just find a buddy in ranked. Literally, just talk to everyone in ranked. As long as they're a good player, try to get on their good side. Be very vocal with the other pros or, like, other, I guess, high, I don't know, like really good players that are on current teams, and keep trying to snipe their queues and trying to improve with them and being very sociable and nice to them.
Yeah, don't rage, because no one will want to play with you.
Yeah.
Do not rage.
If you start raging in ranked, everyone will just mark you as someone that they do not want to team with, because yep. That just shows, if you're raging in a ranked game, which is the lowest tier of, I would say, like, my competitive, like, lowest stress tier, I guess, everything beyond that is just so much more stressful. Yep. So just don't rage.
And if you have been raging, change your name. Not even trolling. That's the way to
turn off your stream.
Yeah, seriously. Elgato Matador asks, is the Backliners podcast going to continue into season 8? I don't know. Hopefully. We'll see.
Hopefully.
Lermy Wormy asks, gentlemen's 1v1, who wins and why? Barracuda does, because he's paid to be better at the game than me. And that one is easy.
Well, I'm probably bad at 1v1s. Actually, yeah, I'm bad at 1v1s. It'd be a fiesta either way.
Well, it would be a fiesta, but I'm losing for sure. James asks, favorite God releases? That's an interesting one. Now, I was talking about this the other day. Nemesis was the first god that I was like, dude, I think this god is so cool. I just want to play her every game. And I really liked playing her. Among recent ones, Merlin really got me excited. I could not wait to play Merlin. I couldn't wait to play Baron. I'm going to go Baron. I'm going to go Baron. That was my favorite god release.
I was going to say Baron.
Really?
Or Morrigan.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, probably Baron.
Interesting. That's not what I was expecting.
What do you expect?
I don't know. What did I... It's like Soul. Or Jingwei.
I was just thinking like high-res production-wise. And kind of cool factor. Oh,
like that. Dude, Heimdall's was sick. Heimdall's
was sick. I don't remember Heims.
It was at Worlds. His trailer that came out where he's just pogging off against Persephone zombies. Cedric asks, question for Bera. What would he say is the highlight of the Renegades team? What qualities does he think the team have that is solid, and what needs to be worked on?
I think we are very good at running it down. And once we get a lead, if we're confident with the lead, I think it's hard for us to make mistakes. And we're lacking a lot of things right now. When we get behind, we struggle a lot to make plays because we struggle just as in general from behind. Which shows a lot against really good teams. It showed a lot against SSG and Ghost in our past two sets. It was really hard for us to come back against them and to, like, match the pace. And our drafting is a little weird. Just we have people that don't play the top gods. So our drafting is a little sketch here and there, but we have a lot of picks that other teams don't have. So that's a strength.
Yeah.
But it's also a negative, but yeah.
Gideon asks, what are your thoughts on a casual conquest queue with a draft like ranked? I don't really see a whole lot of value in it. I guess like 5-man drafting would be kind of fun. I could see the argument there, but it takes a long time. I really do. I think that there's a better argument for 5-man pre-made queue with drafting over a casual conquest queue with drafting. Like, if I'm playing with two people, we're not drafting, dude. Like, that, I don't know. That just doesn't feel worth it to me personally.
I think it'd be good if people cared about it, but I know at the lower ranks of ranked, people rage a lot if you leave X, Y, or Z open.
Oh, yes.
And I feel like a lot of it would happen in normal ban, whatever.
Yep.
normal draft, I guess.
Agreed. Crode asks, do you think it would help the Smite esports scene to go back to having separate NAEU regions? I do not. I just think the level of competition has been so much fun to watch and so good for the game. And I think having these inter-region teams is interesting and too much fun to watch. I wouldn't want to go back.
I think it's really cool. I kind of miss it because there were so many more players, but the competition is definitely the highest it's ever been. Yeah. And I'm saying that, like, say it. It just is.
Yeah, it's just a fact.
Yeah.
Anyone who says otherwise is either uninformed or not arguing in good faith. That's the way I feel. Mm-hmm. Here's Matador's other question. To both of you, what were your favorite moments with teammates, past or present, outside of Smite? That's a good question.
Mm.
I've got two funny stories, both involving Chapo, or El Leon, as expected. The first one was the first time I ever met him. We were on separate teams, and we both had layovers in, Charlotte, I want to say, on our way to MLG New Orleans. And I just tweeted like, yo, are any other Smite players on their way to New Orleans, like laid over in Charlotte? And he responded and we met up and we watched some EU SPL that was going on at the time. And we just kind of talked for a little bit, got on the same flight to New Orleans, went there. A guy from his org picked us up and drove us to the hotel. But this guy had driven like from Tennessee, and I'm not going to name him because he's a nice guy and I like him, but he had left food in the back of his car on the way down to New Orleans and had gotten an ant infestation in his car. And he did not disclose this to us before we got in the car. What had happened, he had a bunch of towels laying on the back seat. And I'm like, what's up with the towels? And he goes, oh, there were some ants. That's all he said. There were some ants because I left some food back there. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, there's some ants, whatever. I strap in and ants just start like pouring out of the seat, like pouring out. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? And I like jam the towel in there. Andy, El Leon, does not like bugs. And so he starts freaking out. And this is like a half hour ride. And we're just like, I'm just trying to like hold my bag so that it's not on the ground. Like there's a billion ants here. We finally get out, and we're like walking just from the car to the hotel, and there are these guys hanging out on the corner, and they're like, "Yo, let me shine your shoes." And I'm like, "No, dude, I'm a gamer. I'm not wearing nice shoes at all. Like I'm literally just like going to the hotel." And you know Andy is stopping to get his shoes shined. He paid these guys to shine his shoes. And I was like, all right, bro, I'll see you later. Like, whatever, man. I just kind of left him right there. And then the other quick, really shorter story is that whenever we were teaming and we went to MLG Columbus later that year, that was the first time Andy had ever seen snow because it was like in November. And he had went out and he had bought a whole bunch of like really nice like leather gloves, you know, like designer coat, like all this kind of stuff, because he was so excited to see snow. And then he was just so tilted at how cold he was the whole time. He was like, it's this, like he saw snow and he like the morning snows. I don't know if you even know how much you know about these, John, because you've lived in the South your whole life. But
yeah,
like,
there's so much
there. In the morning, you know, like the grass is really crunchy because the dew is like frozen and that kind of stuff. And he was like, dude, what is this? Like, I don't understand why it's so hard. And I was like, what do you mean, dude? And then he lost a glove and he was really tilted. And that was the end of that. That was, I think of that moment fairly often. It was funny. What about you?
I don't really have like, I mean, there's when LG, like Scary and Xeno and Mass like came to my house and we were playing VR downstairs. And Scary jumped backwards away from a zombie because he was playing VR and just launched himself into the wall. That was pretty funny. And then the rest of my stories, the rest of my memories around Smite are just kind of at Worlds, just hanging out with your teammates.
Yep.
And kind of just hanging out with fans. Like, just all of that together, it's just a beautiful experience. Like, each year, just, it's not even, I guess it's not even like teammate based, but like seeing everyone just together, like passionate about Smite and seeing fans like at the same time, it's just a wonderful experience.
Say it every time. After like giving myself 5 to 6 days to recover from the last Worlds, I immediately, all I want to do is go back.
Yep.
It is truly the thing I look forward to most every single year. No hyperbole. Barber is Senpai asks, how do you get so good at speaking? I swear whenever I hear you speak, I'm thinking, wow, he says things really well. What's up with that? Thanks, Barber. I just have a lot of practice. I just do it all the time. Incessantly, some would say. No, I don't know. I think there in the broadcast business in particular, in it's kind of the same in Smite. It's kind of the same trying to get to the top of anything in my mind. Like, you can only learn so much, and some things you just have to naturally have. And I think that's just something that I was lucky enough to have from an early age. Although I was very quiet when I was younger. But I learned that that was lame. All right, Steve asks, the 2020 SPL season has so far been the most competitive season of the Pro League. Agreed. What do you attribute to this trend? Reduced number of pro teams, online play, team simply playing better, etc. Yes to all of those. Experience as well. It's also something that I think goes a little bit overlooked is that this is also another season on the same map, and the more pro players play on the same map, the better they will get at abusing it, even when changes are made to it. I think all of those things combine to bring us a very competitive season.
Yeah, I kind of just agree with everything. I don't think there's anything for me to add that you didn't already say. Like, as a pro player, we're still scrimming the same amounts, but the scrims just change. Like, before, in the earlier seasons, you were just good because you were good. Yep. But now you have to be good because your team works good, your drafting's good. You know exactly what the other team's going to be doing at X, Y, or Z stage of the game. You know how to abuse that. And before, it was just, you hit things better than them, you win. Like,
yep.
It's so much more complicated now.
Ooh, this is a hard one. I hope we'll be able to, because I want to get to everybody's questions, so we got to go quick on this one. Riley Bush asks, SPL Mount Rushmore for each role. That's a lot of players, number one. So I think an important distinction is that, are we talking like the best or the most iconic? I think those are different. I don't know, man. That's a lot of players we got to go through. Do you just want to pick one role maybe, Bear, and do that? Or how do you want to do it? Do you want to try and do them all?
God. Iconic would be so hard.
Yeah. Because we're just going to leave people out that don't deserve to be left out. Like, that's just kind of the way it's going to go. I don't know. Okay, well, let's just start, because otherwise, the more we sit here and say how hard it's going to be, the longer it's going to take. Yeah, we're blowing through it. These are just the first that come to mind, and I reserve the right to change it afterwards, because we're under a time crunch. ADC, I'm going Bera, Zap, Reels, and Panda Cat.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Any changes?
Reels, maybe. I don't know why, but I've never had like the fascination with Reels, I guess. Sure. Like, I feel like I missed like his prime or something, because everyone always brings him up for like Rama and like a few other gods. Yeah, but
he was real good.
I think I missed. Yeah.
All right. Support. I'm gonna go Trix. Oh god, this one's really hard.
I would say Jeff, PBM, Aurora, Trix.
That's what I was gonna say too, but I think Raffer kind of has to be on there, right?
Oh, he does.
So I think I gotta boot Trix. I think it's the other. I don't think I can feel comfortable booting any of the other ones. No, you know, no. I gotta put Raffer. Okay, those four. That Jeff, Mike, Aurora, Raffer. That's who I'm going with. Mid, I'm going Yamin.
Agreed.
Yamin. Prime. F, man. This one's hard. Where do we put Baskin? Like, is Baskin on mid? Or is Baskin on, like, solo? Like, I don't know.
For me, I'd put him solo.
That's what I think of, too, but I don't know.
I mean, always played mid, I guess, technically longer, right?
It's probably been about the same amount of time, right? Oh, yeah. Stealth is a good one.
Stealth. I mean,
he
it's hard to not
so put, long ago, though, man. Like,
it's hard to not put, like, the OG, like, Cog Prime on, like, everything. Except for, I guess, Omega, because he retired so early. And then Stealth was, like, Stealth retired in, like, Season 3, right?
No, he played Season 4, I think. But
oh, he did.
Not much past that.
I would just...
I'll put Stealth. I'll put... And I'll round it out with... Oh, my God. I don't know who I'm rounding out with, man. I don't know. Mid laners just change all the time.
I only feel comfortable, like, saying Yamin and Stealth.
Not Prime? I feel comfortable with Prime. I do.
I feel, like, semi-comfortable with Prime.
Zeros is a good one. Zeros is a good one. Archangel John.
Yeah, my Mount Rushmore for mid only has two.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think those are tough. Hurry would be a fair fourth. Hurry just hasn't won enough in his career to let me feel comfortable putting there. But certainly over time, for sure. Jungle, adapting. I'm definitely... Okay, adapting. Maybe Fred. I want to put Garz there because I think he's a beast. I definitely need Andy. Okay, so that's my first four that come to mind. Scream and Mask both deserve to be on that conversation, I think. And that's about everyone. If Sam wins Worlds again this year, I'm putting him on there.
I would say adapting Andy, Kivo, and...
I kind of want to put Sam. Chat's got to... Dude, he's only been in the league like a year and a half, or like a little over 2 years now. He only played all of last year, pretty much.
Oh, Scream. That was it, Scream.
Scream? Oh, yeah, Scream's a good one.
Fred, Andy, Scream. That was the one.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm fine with those. With those four. And then solo lane, Baskin, Omega,
Dimmy,
and Cyclone.
Variety? Oh,
Harry's a good one. I do think Cyclone needs to be on there somewhere.
I agree.
Deathwalker's a good one.
And Fino too.
Yeah, Fino. Again, Fino.
Oh!
It's tough. Benji's got to be on there. Benji has to be on there. He has to
Benji
be legally.
Has to be on there.
Yeah, Benji has to be on there. So, Benji, Baskin, maybe Omega's too far gone, dude. He's been gone for too long.
I agree with that.
All right. Baskin, Benji,
Dimmy has to be on there.
Dimmy has to be on there. Cyclone, but he hasn't. I don't know, man. Cyclone's there. Deathwalker.
I mean, Cyclone's peak in solo was unmatched for solo carry potential.
That's true. All right, Cyclone. That's it. I'm moving on. We already spent too much time on this question, but it was a good one. Sheepy, Tabera. If any of your old teammates came back to SPL, who would you want it to be?
God, what a question.
Loaded. Oh. You are allowed to pass. It isn't ask me anything, but I don't have to answer. Those are the acronyms.
I will take the scapegoat out here and say I loved 90% of my past teammates, and I would happily team with 90% of them.
I know who you should say. That's what I'll say. Do you want me to say who I think you should say?
No.
Okay.
You can if you want.
Andy. I think your answer is Andy. You said in the past how much you loved playing with Andy.
I will always love playing with Andy.
There you go. And that does not take away from anybody else. So no one. Nope, I don't want to hear any of that. And to me, what ex-SPL player would I want to return to the league? Yours would be Jiggs or Yamin. Yamin, because watching Yamin play mid is like watching art happen in real time. Rian asks, thoughts on Zeus's 3 detonating after death, kind of like Scylla's. Bear, I'll let you take this one.
I actually like that. It makes it to where if he gets all in, because his cast times are so long.
They sure are.
And if he gets all in, he can still play the game. I mean, Persephone can come back and cast all of her buttons.
Hmm. Okay.
Why can't
we swap Zeus and Persephone passive? Easy. Character good.
Actually genius.
Paradoxical asks, if you could pick one other game to cast or play professionally, what would you pick?
Halo.
Can I cheat and not give an esport? I would love to cast hockey. I love hockey. I love the pace of hockey. I would love to cast hockey for sure. If I have to pick another esport, I don't know, man. I was a COD kid growing up. I'm going to go COD. Evan Newcomb asks, who is your favorite god to play, no matter if they are good or bad? This is a good question because it's not just who your favorite god is. I do not like playing Zeus when he's bad because holy god, is it unfun to beat 0 and 40 on that character. The same is kind of true with Giannis. I kind of want to say like Thor. I love playing Thor no matter if he's good or bad. He's been good for a little bit now, but
I would say Apollo for me.
Oh, Apollo's a good one. That's a fun god.
He just always feels good.
Yep, for sure. James asks, what is your dream SPL team pick from players past or present? God, there's another long one. We already answered one of James's questions. All right, we just got to go. We're going quick.
Yamin in every role.
Yamin in every role. I like it. Oh, wait, maybe one Dardez. I'll throw one Dardez in there.
Half Yamin, half Dardez.
Half Yamin, half Dardez. That's right. Colin wants to know, what do we think they would have to change about Opwash to make him relevant in Conquest again? I mean,
Persephone passive.
Persephone passive. Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of things you could do to that character. He's got a lot of knobs to turn in terms of like cooldowns. He can really abuse those. If you made it so you couldn't body block the corpses and you could just push them past frontliners, he would be relevant instantly for sure. And also I hope that never ever happens. If I never see another Opwash again, it would be too soon.
In my opinion, he just needs a little bit more CC or damage a little higher.
Fair enough. Bowman asks, who is your favorite and least favorite god to play? I'll go Zeus and Ymir. I don't like playing Ymir.
Apollo and I don't know why, but I'm so bad at Baron.
Dude, you just said he was your favorite.
No, I like Baron, like, but I can't heal. Every assault I play with Baron, my healing is literally like 3,000.
Unlucky. You got to be spamming that. Yeah.
It's terrible.
And second, what is your favorite movie or movie franchise? Great question and a very difficult one.
What was that movie I watched? Hold on.
Oh, man, you must have really loved it. to not remember the name. Man, the Marvel movies are obviously great, but I think one of my favorite movies, I love The Departed. That's a great one. I think the most impactful movie to me, I grew up watching It's a Wonderful Life every year at Christmas, and I love that movie. And it makes me cry every time. So I think I'm going to say It's a Wonderful Life.
For series, I always like Lord of the Rings, so it always brings back to like watching with my family.
Sure.
Don't know why, but it's just like very nostalgic for me. And recently I saw this movie called The Hunt, and I absolutely loved that movie. I absolutely loved it.
Maybe I should watch it. All right, Ario asks, for Bera, excluding Season 1 Worlds, what has been your favorite moment in your SPL career?
Season 3 Worlds.
Good answer.
I feel like I played exceptionally well the entire time and feel like my team popped up as well. Even though we lost, I still feel like we won.
Does Isis need a rework, especially the 3? And do you think Persephone is overvalued and ranked? That's from Oreo Nebulas. No, I think Isis 3 is super strong. And if you are... not if you are diamond, if you are masters or below, Persephone is overvalued and ranked for sure. That's what I will say.
Yeah, Persephone is the same as Umoja for me. You have to be good at the character for the god to be good.
Yep.
Isis is just a hard god to play, so you have to have a good positioning. You also have to have good teammates to make her work. And I agree, her 3 is a very strong part of a kit.
Reggie asks, should there be an award system every year? MVP, Rookie of the Year, Most Improved, etc. Maybe using a voting system of all players, casters, and coaches. We've talked about this in the past. We do feel like, and Reggie puts us in his questions, maybe it's too late as we've missed 6 years of doing it for SPL. I think that does factor in, but I think it is a good idea. I think that it's pretty easy to do Most Improved or Rookie of the Year and that kind of stuff and be interesting. Would you want to see that, Barra?
100%. I love all of that kind of stuff and highlight reels for like weekly things. Yep. I feel like that just brings more attention to Smite, and I feel like it gives players something to strive for on top of being like a good team.
All right, we really got to speed it up, dude. We're already at the time we normally have to go, and I've got I have a lot still to go. Okay, okay. Speed run here, Barry. Speed run. Okay. I lost my place. Okay. Anthony asks, who wins 1v1 between you two? We already covered this. It's easily Barra. John wants to know, hey, who would you guys say are the top three teams of all time in Smite and why? Energy, number one. I don't know. Yeah.
Number one by far. And then beyond that, doesn't even matter because no one's close to them.
Agreed. Raven wants to know, why does everyone hate Nox so much? Because people like casting their abilities and moving, and she doesn't let you do either one of those.
She's just so annoying in Arena.
Do you think Bologna says bruh from at Bologna DM me, please?
What?
Agreed. Baseball wants to know, number one, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Teleporting is the best superpower you could ever have. It's broken. No contest for me.
I would agree because I'm scared and I can't think right now.
If you could punch any celebrity in the face, who would you punch and why? Aubrey Huff, the former Giants player, because I think he's a bad human being.
That Jeff Bezos guy.
Nice. That's a good one, Bear.
I would definitely punch him.
Number three, what's the most ferocious animal you could take in a cage match?
House cat.
You sure? Luna kind of swangs, dude. I don't know if you win that.
Pretty intoxicated.
Most ferocious animal. Not very ferocious. I'll go that far. Something low on the totem pole, because I don't think I would be a good fighter. Does pineapple truly belong on pizza? Jordan Rock wants to know. Yes, it can be. It's not the best topping, but sweet and savory are a classic flavor combo, and pineapple on pizza paired with some ham or bacon is good.
And anchovies are so much worse than pineapple. I don't know why it's not discussed.
Great point. Any of you investing in the stock market? If yes, what do you invest in? No, Gita, I invest in paying my bills.
Yes, index funds.
There you go. The Loki Dad wants to know, if you put your brain in a robot body and there was a war between humans and robots, what side would you be on and why? Almost certainly the robots. Humans suck.
But if I put my brain in a robot body, what side would I be on?
Yeah.
Robots.
Easy.
I would like to win the war.
Sorry, 2Jet asks, to aggro, what's it like having all of my damage be giant circles? It's nice because I wouldn't be able to hit them otherwise, but I will say that it is harder than hitting the one, you know, five out of my 30,000 auto attacks I can throw at every second that all do more damage than my abilities anyways.
Mages are easier than hunters.
Disagree. Bruno asks, question, how could you guys talk about good theme songs and not even mention the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Good point, Bruno.
That was we suck.
Yeah, we do suck. Bathy Boy, assuming Smite does more crossovers, what would you want next? I think WWE would be awesome. I think that would just be so troll to run around just giving people the attitude adjustment with John Cena. And I could really do RKO out of nowhere on cast. But among like anime or something like that, My Hero would obviously be sick. I'm going to go My Hero.
Rugrats came to my mind.
Man, someone put this guy in charge. Chase Can Do Thing wants to know, if pizza is cut into square pieces, do you prefer edge or middle pieces? Great question, Chase. The only time that you should be cutting your pizza into square pizzas is if you've got a phenomenal crust. And with that in mind, I've got to go edges.
I would agree, edges.
You just got to have something to hold on to. You know, the middle pieces, you kind of got to do this like underhand thing. It's just awkward. I don't like that.
They're so floppy.
They really are. Johan wants to know, which country would we like to visit and why? I've been to Italy. It was the most beautiful place I've ever been. I would love to go back, but I have not been to Ireland yet, and that's where I want to go.
Honestly, anywhere in Europe, as long as it's not boiling hot like it was in Spain when we went.
Oh, it was very hot. Japan as well, close second. Callum wants to know, non-Smite question, what is your go-to interesting fact or statement? Mine is that the brain named itself. Oh, that is interesting. I was just talking about this with my family because we were talking about emus, that the Australians fought a war against emus in the 1930s, and they lost. That's my fact. They lost. Husey once gave me a long rant about how pathetic that was, and you know what? He was right.
That is embarrassing.
You got one, Bear?
No, I have nothing. I'm not interesting. Also, my brain's terrible.
Are you throwing if you put two physicals in duo lane? No, Hercules is a physical. You're throwing a few also, in there.
You can easily get a magical jungler, and you're going to easily get a magical mid. So yep. You're good.
Or solo. Jack asks, why is PBM so good at pressing the W key, even if he's on a lower pressure god? How does he seem to create pressure out of nowhere? It's just because he posts these videos of him lifting to Twitter, and no one wants to step to him in-game in case he gets mad at them.
From a personal thing, but playing against him, half of it is fear of thinking someone else is with him, and half of it is him being on an insanely good team with insanely good coordination and teamwork. So it's kind of like the Zapman thing, where Zap will just walk at you in lane, and you assume that you're getting ganked. PBM does the exact same thing, but the entire game, and most of the time his team is there to back him up or to stop you from being able to play aggressive.
He's also hitting his buttons. The threat of him always going to hit his buttons is important, too. Woot wants to know, what advice do you have for a group of five people to get better as a team competitively? How would you set yourself up for growth and success while not setting yourselves up for failure? Number one, I'd tell you, you are going to fail at times, and that's okay. Literally every single team does every single year. Even the ones that win Worlds failed along the way. And I would just watch SPL games or SCC games or whatever as a group of five, talk about what they're doing, why they're doing it, and see if you can, you know, implement those strategies yourselves. You don't have to try and forge new ground. The best are already doing it.
Yep. I would also try to find a style that works for you guys. That it's kind of the second step. First step is just being good at the game and figuring out why good plays are good and bad plays are bad. And second step is finding an identity for you and your teammates, whether you want to play late game or play early game or play a mixture of both. As I said, watching pros, watching SPL, also scrimming and watching your scrims back will help you a lot as a team, as long as people are open to criticism.
For sure. Dylan wants to know, if you could have a set between two specific teams from any of the Smite seasons, who would it be, who would win, and why would you want to see it? That's an interesting question. It's definitely like season two or season three, Energy or Epsilon. And I would want to see them go up against, like, watching them go up against like this year's Ghost would be a lot of fun for me. And I do think that Ghost would win, for what it's worth. That does not take away from Energy being the best team of all time. They obviously are. No team will ever be better than them in comparison to the rest of the league. I just think that the game has evolved so much and the players have all gotten so much better that any top-end team would have a really good shot, even against the best of all time.
I would say Season 2 Energy versus Season 4 United.
Ooh, that would be a good one. Meatcakes wants to know, who's on our Smite Mount Rushmore? Don't have time for individual four. You just got to listen to our earlier thing. Just like Jake wants to know, what we would do to make Opwash better. We already covered that. Tyler wants to know, who is our worst god? Mine is Ymir. Or Hell, I'm bad at that god too.
Baron, I'm good at everything, but I cannot hit Baron 2s.
Not a question, but rather asking of a story. When pets have disrupted you during scrims or competitive play, also as two people who have pets, what's your rituals or actions that you do so your pets don't disturb you?
Get rid of them.
They're just in control, dude. You just gotta accept that they are in control at all times.
Use your dad or mom voice, and that usually works.
Yep. Finch had a fantastic question that I do have to get to. If you had to eat at a fast food place for the rest of your life, what would you pick? Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that you can definitely die from having Zaxby's every day, which is good to know. And as a stipulation, it does have to have a drive-thru. So that everyone knows.
What's the healthiest fast food?
That's, I don't know.
Well, I don't eat a lot of fast food, like, ever. Subway count? Subway have a drive-thru? Some subways do have a drive-thru, actually.
Some of them do.
I'll pick Subway, I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. I skimmed a lot of these questions, but didn't. I tried to make sure I didn't give them any thought. This one I've thought about a lot. There are a lot of different strategies you can take here, okay? Number one, you could go for menu diversification. A place like McDonald's has a big advantage that you can get chicken or a burger or fish or a salad or something like that. You've got options, right? If I'm picking like... Listen, not me, but you could if you wanted to. If I'm getting like Zaxby's, I'm really only getting chicken. And look, that chicken is way better than anything individually McDonald's is going to make. But I feel like I gotta give some credence to having some versatility. So I'm going to go with Wendy's, because that's my favorite of the big ones that have bigger menus. But Zaxby's is certainly up there. And if I could pick Sheetz, I would. They just don't have a drive-thru. And Mifflin also had one. Are there any players, past or present, that were relevant in ranked or casuals that you would have liked to see make the jump to competitive?
Who's the Guan one trick? Pretty recent.
Tidal Pools, is that it?
No, Dykeris.
Dykeris.
That man ruined rank and just popped off and solo carried on Guan. And it was a beautiful meta to watch. Kinku was competitive.
Ukniq was as well, Miff. Ukniq was in the SPL.
Sparks was too, right?
No, he was pre-SPL. He stopped.
Okay, yeah.
I do know the Morgan one trick, Yatsuyu. I hate playing against him in casuals because it's just like, it's so free to play Morgan in casuals all the time. It's just so free.
I'll do a PS1 for meme potential.
Okay, that is the exact opposite of what I wanted to hear. I'm going to go with Apper. Apper, the Awilix one trick.
He ruined Qs and then stopped ruining Qs. And I think he's back to ruin more Qs.
Excellent. Well, then there you have it. Okay. I think we had someone on the Reddit. We really are way over time.
That's fine. I got nowhere else to be.
Yeah, but we're supposed to keep it shorter.
People will keep listening.
I'll pick one from Reddit because I did tell people to tweet, or maybe I told them they could go there. I'm sorry, everyone on Reddit, if we didn't get to your question, but it took.
We'll answer those next episode if
we can try. We'll go with Pinkie Pie. My question would be for Bera: how do you maintain a PMA? Do you know what that means? The man is known
PMA?
For PMA. I think it's positive mental attitude. That's it. How do you maintain a positive mental attitude through losing seasons when you were once on top? I commend him to no end for this, and I never feel like his play is the issues with the teams he is on. What keeps him going, and how does he stay positive? Is he naturally optimistic?
Lots of alcohol.
Remember, kids.
No, I actually don't drink that much. It's really, 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 really hard to stay. Like, last year was probably the hardest year SPL wise for me. Like, we were double scrimming every day. We were grinding. I was watching basically every SPL set and studying why teams would do it and then, or do the things that they do. And we'd have good results in scrims, come to SPL and lose. And it was the most frustrating thing because it's like, what do you even work on when everything you're trying in scrims is working?
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you even climb? How do you even get better when you're winning like 70 to 80% of your scrims? And a lot of top teams would stop scrimming us. So we had to scrim basically anyone else that would scrim us. And it's just really frustrating. This year is way easier for me mentally, because it's just not that weight anymore. And I feel like my team can beat a lot of the top teams right now. Last year, I don't know. Throughout my career, it's been relatively easier because I was winning a lot. Last year, just devastating. Because even in between, like, it was like, am I still going to be in SPL next year? Like, I knew a lot of my teammates weren't. And then just trying to, like, having that whole panic set in your mind of who do I have to talk to? Who do I have to connect with? Like, what am I going to do to make sure I'm still in SPL? And then this year, like, thankfully, I have, like, a really good team and my teammates have my back.
Yeah, I think the big thing for anybody who has those, you know, the positive attitude, I think a lot of it is just having a support system to go to that you can be not positive and they won't judge you for it. You know, like, you have someone to vent to, for sure. So I think
I have Destiny, I have my fans. I tell Soj basically everything that happens, and he basically has my back on everything.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is critical for sure. All right, chat, that's going to do it for our AMA. I'm really sorry if I missed anyone's questions, but we had a lot in a limited amount of time, of course. So next week we'll be back to it. I think we're going to have Neil on next week. You said he wanted to be on, Barra. That's the play. Beautiful. So we're going to have Neil Ma on the podcast next week. World champion and general good man. I am golfing with him this week, so hopefully I will put him in the dirt and I can tell you all about it on the podcast next week. But as always, make sure you guys are checking out all of the Prediction Esports different podcasts. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Even if you guys watch here live, it is helpful for us if you go and just download the podcast, give it a listen, or just a couple seconds so we get the listen. That helps for sure. And leave us a review, please. We want to hear your feedback. So thanks so much for a random question, Street Fish. The whole podcast was random questions this time. thanks so much for watching, everybody, or listening, and we'll see you next week here on the Backliners. Bye.
Sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball back in action, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props to bet on, all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and 7-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say on what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.